possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And this is where I guess I'll be sort of anti-Jet, because I think I was pretty positive in the open talking about what I think this team can do. They have two questions this year. A, I want to see them win games. I'd like to see them break the playoff drought. And B, what's Justin Fields? They got a lottery ticket on him. Can he be the future quarterback? There is a scenario, and I kind of described it, where the Jets are good, the Jets win games, and Justin Fields is not a franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's there for the ride. And what becomes difficult is finding a franchise quarterback while you're winning 7, 8, 9 games, because you're not picking at the top of the draft. Right. And that's where I bring this back to the decision the Jets made to not draft Shedeur Sanders. Because I made the point in the days leading up to it that, hey, if he's there, I'd consider him in the first round. If somehow he fell to the second round, which I don't think any of us really thought was going to happen, I would have thought him about him there too.
Yeah.
And it would have been perfect, especially when you look at the Jet quarterback room right now, to say, wow, it would have been kind of cool to have him sit there behind Justin Fields. I'm not saying that because Tyrod Taylor got hurt. I'm saying it because they're looking for a franchise quarterback, I assume, unless Justin Fields proves to be the answer. And they could have drafted this guy with incredible value. Now, I'm not trying to bury Brady Cook, who looked pretty good in the preseason, but the odds are.
Right.
He ain't the answer either.
Well, Brady Cook's also a college free agent, and it's really hard to escape your draft situation or lack thereof. And so while he may play well, unless it is a Brock Purdy type ascension, given whatever opportunity he's given, you're likely looking for a quarterback.
That's all I'm saying. It's likely. I don't want to bury the kid. So I think if we're sitting here a year or two from now talking about Shedeur became a star and almost complaining about who passed on him, I think as a Jet fan, I'll complain louder than you guys.
Yeah. No, you're probably right. Because, well, while next year's draft class and its weight.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Way too early to look at these things, even though we are hearing that Arch Manning from his father, or his grandfather, is not going to come out in the 2026 draft. There's a lot of quarterbacks in the next year's draft, and we don't know what they're ultimately going to be graded like and where they're going to be ranked in relative to the entirety of the draft. But you knew that Shedeur Sanders was a gamer. Whether you liked his attitude or hated it or whatever your opinion was of Shedeur Sanders, he's a good ball player. And even if you needed to develop him, you had it because you had Justin Fields already.
It would have been perfect.
It would have been perfect. Now, if you end up winning too many games and you're back into the draft, that's when it really gets dicey if Justin Fields isn't the guy.
888-808-1019, the number. Corey is in Massapequa Park. Good afternoon to you, Corey.
What's up, Corey?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful. What's on your mind, man?
I just rounding out the Giants-Jets talk, two points. One with the Giants, just kind of as a side note, I do feel really good after the first game, not so much because of the game. I think it's more the Giants just getting back to their identity, right? You hear that a lot,
right?
But Keith mentioned O-line play, even the running backs, right? I mean, obviously we know Tracy as like the slasher, but you have Scatterboos, you know, a friggin' nail gun out there. And I mean, we haven't seen him, but known his potential and some of the grit. So, you know, with the Jets Giants, I'm biased, but I'm going Giants way more than the Jets this year. But my point for the call was really on the strength of schedule. I think one of the flaws of all New York teams, and it's a gift and a curse, is that I feel like we really play to the level of our competition. Just see it all the time, right? We lose to teams that we shouldn't lose.
True.
Sometimes, you know, we beat teams that we shouldn't beat. And for me, knowing that we're kind of at the lowest in my lifetime that I've seen as a Giants fan, to have the difficult strength of schedule, I feel like might bring out the best in the boys and really give us the opportunity to, you know, feel like we have to show something and can't take any days off. So I'm using it as a rallying cry to really bring the best for the season.
I mean, it's a good way to think about it. You rise to the occasion, and you know you're not taking anything for granted. There's no complacency in how you're playing, which might be an issue with one of the New York teams in this town that's playing right now. It'd be the New York Yankees. It feels complacent sometimes. But I don't think the Giants can afford that. I don't think the coaching staff would allow it. Now, we're not going to sit here and have hot seat conversations, but it is kind of a go or go home moment for this staff right now. And there's an enthusiasm, there's an energy, there's a purpose, what it feels like is permeating the clubhouse or the locker room or the organization over there. And so I don't think complacency is ever going to be a part of this Giants team this year. They're not good enough to be at that level.
I understand that at the end of this season, the Giants could go 5-12. We're going to look at the growth of the roster. We're going to see Jackson Dart play a few games at the end of the year and say, hey, I feel good about the team. I'm not arguing with that. Mm-hmm. You have every right to feel that way. What I'm saying on August 12th is, who the hell is going to win more games? And who you play matters.
Yeah, I mean,
it just does. It's not the end-all, be-all. I get it. A team on your schedule, like the Chargers week 4, may not be as good as we think now in August. I acknowledge that. And it goes both ways. A team like the Saints, who both teams play, well, the Saints are supposed to be one of the worst teams in the league. Maybe they stun us. It goes both ways. So when you say, yeah, strength of schedule, it's a hard schedule, that's good for us. No, it's not, because you want to win games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know about you, I'm not debating who's going to feel better in January. I'm saying who's going to win more games.
How the hell are the Jets winning games with their schedule?
I'll tell you how. The Pittsburgh Steelers are overrated. That's a win.
They'll probably lose
to Buffalo. I don't know how good the Buccaneers are. I mean, I don't think the Dolphins
the Bucs,
are any good.
The Bucs didn't get worse.
I didn't say they got worse.
And those are 2 1 o'clock games in Florida back-to-back before two is probably hurt.
What the hell? First of all, they're in Miami and it's a Monday night football game.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry.
Not a 1 o'clock
I missed
game.
That one. Tampa's 1 o'clock.
So get your schedule out of your ass. That's number one.
Either way, if that's pre a Tua injury, you're winning that game?
First of all, I don't know when Tua's going to be healthy. And even if Tua is healthy, I don't think the Dolphins are that good.
Denver, Cincinnati, you're winning those games?
Yeah, I think your schedule is more difficult, significantly more.
Well, look, I don't think the Jets is also difficult. That's my point. Nobody's arguing the Giants' difficulty. Nobody's bringing up the Jets' difficulty.
They have the 21st most difficult schedule in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're ranked. Now, I agree, as I've said many times, that can change based on opponents and if they're better or worse than we think. But as of right now, you could scream into the shadows all you want. The Giants have the toughest schedule. The Jets have the 21st toughest schedule. That's just the facts.
Right. But so, that's based on also expectations for all the teams on these respective schedules.
I agree. And that can absolutely flip.
Which is why you can't even really look at it. You can't judge it on what the predictions are.
No, no, I think you can because I think that we have knowledge base of what we think teams are going to be. Now, some of our opinions alter, like I don't think Miami's any good. I think the Steelers are going to fall flat on their face. You guys don't have to necessarily agree with that. But in my opinion, that's what I think is going to happen. You play the Patriots once, we play them twice. I've said this to you a few times. I think they're the most overrated team going into the start of the season. Everyone is taking turns.
They're getting a head coach lift.
Kissing ass to Mike Vrabel.
Well, they're getting a head coach lift.
I got it. Okay, great. How good is Drake May? Do we know?
I mean,
who are skill position players? Why don't you go through that list? Anyone want to go through that?
No.
You wouldn't rather Drake? You wouldn't rather start the year with Drake May than Justin Fields?
That's not what this is about. I'm talking about if I think the Patriots are any good. I mean, you're bringing it all back to them.
Give me the jet skill position guy, especially a wide receiver.
Well, let's start with a guy who's a top 10 wide receiver in the league in Garrett Wilson.
Outside of Garrett Wilson.
Well, no, not outside. He's a number one receiver. Do the Patriots have that?
They have Stephon Diggs, who was a number one receiver.
Keyword was.
He's got a number one girlfriend. I mean, does that count?
He doesn't.
Wait, are they still? I thought they broke up. I'm confused, actually.
It's complicated. But as far as I know, they are still together.
I think it was always complicated, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think that was ever not complicated.
Exactly.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.